Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh. It's Talk Me Out of It. Please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Anonymous is on the voice disguiser. So, Anonymous, what is this idea that you have that seems kind of crazy?
I think I need to cancel Christmas for my daughter this year.
No. Wow. Well, that would be a bold. That'd be a bold move, Mother.
What did she do?
Well, recently she's been just like slacking off at school. I mean, she's been failing everything. She's not studying, and she's had it. And I said, you know, if you bring home one more F on a test, I'm going to cancel Christmas. It sort of came out in a rage.
Wow.
And, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, and she has a test today that she knew about since before the break, and she had time to study, didn't study. The test is today, and I'm afraid that if she fails it, I'm going to have to cancel Christmas. I mean, I talked about it with my husband. Like, you know, she's at that age where we have to follow through on these things, but she can't think like, you know, mom makes these threats and then just goes back on them. And I can do whatever I want. Like, we have to follow through on these things, and I don't know what to do.
Do you think that she genuinely deserves that punishment? Like, has it gotten to that point where you feel like you need to take that away from her?
I feel terrible at Christmas, but I feel like something has to happen, and that's what I said. And if I don't follow through,
man,
then she's going to think she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
What grade is she in, by the way?
She's in seventh grade.
No, not middle school. The worst years of your life.
And so when you say cancel Christmas, you mean like literally no presents? No.
No tree? Like, is like a tree going to go up? Like any decorations, lights? It's all not? It's all a no?
No.
Oh,
wow. No. Well, so what does your husband think about the plan?
You know, he thinks I've gone too far. He thinks we can't take away a holiday from our only child, you know.
I mean, you make a lot of valid points in this.
I
just don't know if it's gone too far.
No.
Okay, so this is how this segment works, is what do we do? Like, do we tell Anonymous to go for it? Like, yeah, Mom, you said this is what you're going to do. You got to put your foot down. Or are we saying, listen, this is too far, and you may have to go back on the threat that you made if she fails the test. Our phone number is 410-583-1065. Do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it, Jess?
I don't think you can take away Christmas. It's like, I can't even imagine. Is this an option? Can we just do like, can maybe she only...
Take away Arbor Day.
No presents. Like maybe like, oh, I don't know. Or can it be something else? Or like, can she be no TikTok, like no phone? Or is that not, is like, are we past that now?
I tried with the phone and it doesn't work.
So now you're kind of at your wit's end with this. Okay,
I am.
Call me a terrible person. But listen, I feel like...
Would you do that?
Only because she already said it. Like, if you were calling in today asking, should I cancel Christmas? if my daughter fails this, we haven't talked about it.
Okay.
But you know, when you said the point of, I've already told her we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then you're right. Like, if you keep going down this path of empty threat, especially at seventh grade, you know, you've got another year of middle school, then you're in high school. And it sets the tone. If she feels that you're weak.
No. But no decorations, not one ornament.
No hot chocolate.
Nothing.
Listen, this one's kind of serious, man, because it could also be traumatizing the other way. Our phone number is 410-583-1065. Anonymous made the threat of, if you fail one more test, we've got to cancel Christmas. So does she actually go through with it if her daughter fails the test this time? Another anonymous today. All anonymouses from Baltimore County. What do you think? Do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it?
I say go for it. I'm a mother who had a sixth grade boy who did similar kind of behaviors. I warned him, told him he was going to get pulled out of school if he continued. I let him go through the whole year. I made him repeat the entire sixth grade. I pulled him into a different school. My son now has graduated from college, four-year degree, went to private school from sixth grade as a through high school, got into a good college, completed his four-year degree, and has a very good job. Is successful, does not hate his mother.
So hang on, let's go back to sixth grade really quick. So he was failing, and you told him, listen,
clowning off,
and you said if you keep doing this one more time, I'm taking away Christmas.
Oh, I didn't tell him I'm taking away Christmas. I told him I was making him repeat, and he was going in lockdown, and I did exactly that. Okay. If you do not hold onto that, your kids will walk all over you.
So you're saying no matter what the punishment is, like once you say it, you need to follow through, otherwise that respect is out the window.
Correct. Unless it's something obviously like ridiculously extreme. You don't have to cancel Christmas per se for yourself and your family. She could participate in the meal, the beautiful decorations, but she doesn't get rewarded for bad behavior.
So in canceling her Christmas, you feel like that's a fair punishment if mom's already said it. Even though, I mean, that could be pretty traumatizing, right, for a kid?
It could be traumatizing for a mother. It can be traumatizing for a father to have a child that feels like they can do whatever they want.
Okay.
When they start doing this at 6th and 7th grade, then they start doing other things. They start sneaking out of the house. They start doing...
Okay.
All other things you don't want your child to do.
Gotta stick to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that story. We appreciate that.
So, go for it.
Okay. 410-583-1065. Sarah, you tell her to, you want to talk her out of it because you say you've made empty threats before too that you just haven't kept.
Oh my gosh, all the time. And, you know, sometimes I follow through and it sucks and it ruins it because I have four.
Yeah.
So then, you know, if I say, okay, well, no screens for you, well, then where do they go while everybody else gets screens? It's awkward.
So you make these empty threats, and then when you don't actually follow up, do you feel like it kind of takes away the mom power of, oh, well, obviously she's not going to make me do this the next time?
Yeah, what happens after that?
It does, but you can take it back by doing one simple thing. You apologize to your kids. You show them that parents make mistakes, and you say, you know what? I'm sorry. When I said that, I was upset. I was frustrated. I don't really want to take Christmas away from you or anybody else.
Wow.
And but
this doesn't result in more bad behavior when this happens. And I'm asking. I'm asking out of curiosity.
Just doesn't
want to
cancel Christmas.
And
okay?
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, no, you say, how about instead, if you do well on this test today, you know, If you don't fail, set the bar low. If you don't fail, then we'll get your favorite takeout tonight.
There she goes. Change it up.
Okay.
And thank you, Sarah.
Everybody's happier. You're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too.
Stevie from Baltimore, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Do we tell her to go for it or talk her out of it?
I say absolutely talk her out of it. I'm not a parent, but my dad did pass away when I was young, so I only got 15 Christmases with my dad, and let me tell you, I remember every single one of those,
even
the bad ones, and the bad ones have left a mark on me forever.
Yeah.
And to me, it's the question of what is Christmas to you? Because Christmas to me is about family, it's about religion, It's about giving. And to me, that's not something that you can just cancel, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, like, you know, you're not going to celebrate your religion, or you're not going to celebrate your family, and you're going to take all that away from your child because she failed, she's not doing that great in school.
Right.
I think that is very over the top. It's overboard. If you want to give her a punishment, I think that she should take her to a soup kitchen and have her maybe volunteer at the soup kitchen and do some volunteer work and maybe put a positive twist on it.
Mm, okay.
I see that.
It's a good perspective to hear. Glad you called today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me get Anonymous back on. Anonymous?
Hi.
Hi. So, after hearing this, what are you thinking? Do you still... I don't know.
Do you want to cancel Christmas?
Do you want to ruin your child's life? No, do you want to cancel Christmas?
I hear what everyone's saying. I just feel like I said it and I have to follow through. I feel like I can't just be going back on these things and, you know, set this precedent. So I don't know. I feel like I got to do it.
Wait, when is she supposed to take the test today?
Yeah.
Well, how long does it typically take to get test results? I don't have kids. I don't know.
Usually it's, you know, the next day.
No.
So, how?
This gives me so much anxiety. Like, I can see the red score on the paper.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so scared.
So, you know, how this segment works is we typically say, listen, we're super nosy and we just want to know, like, how these things turn out, especially with something, like, as massive as this. So, typically what we do is we check in with people on Monday. We don't have your phone number. We don't know your name. We don't know anything. So, we just ask you to call us back at about 8:20 on Monday. Either way, can you call us back and at least give us an update on what happened?
Okay.
And here, one more thing is that, like, we just please call us back, because if you don't call us back, we basically just have to
assume the worst thing,
the worst case scenario. So please don't leave us hanging. 8:20 on Monday, if you'll just plan on calling us back, okay?
I can do that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.